4. A wassailing we will go. Sunday, 25th December 1814, Steventon Parsonage continued.
And so Mrs. Chute would have us fill out her numbers, Mary said waspishly.
She was propped up in her bed, a quantity of pillows disposed behind her back.
James will be wild to go, of course. The vine hunt invariably meets on St. Stephen's Day, the men being fretful after a protracted period within doors. Trust a gentleman to leave his lady to bestow the servants' Christmas boxes while he dashes about on horseback, and then demand a cold collation and mulled wine upon his return, I dare say, once all the servants have gone off on their holiday. Only consider, Jane, how much work that will mean tomorrow, if we accede to Mrs. Chute's inordinate pleas and drag ourselves to the vine. It is such a great old draughty place, and without servants it shall be a veritable purgatory.
Just so did James's wife greet the happy news that we were bid to join the Christmas gaieties at one of the first houses of the neighbourhood, with all the promise of informed and intelligent conversation. Heaven forbid we should stir ourselves to partake of such delights. Better to wander forlornly through the stuffy rooms of the parsonage and sigh over the world's neglect.
Depend upon it, Mary added as she reached for her smelling salts, that is Elizabeth Chute's object in offering her pressing invitation. She requires more hands in the absence of her staff tomorrow.
I had expected perversity from Mary, and her very predictability now suggested a method of persuasion. She should always be inclined to do exactly the opposite of what was desired.
James never intended to go, I said with a casual air. He declared your spiritual crisis to be at such a critical point that he means to remain in prayer with you for the rest of the day, on his knees, before the altar of St. Nicholas's. Hunting would be sheer misery, he says, when a tormented soul languishes for want of aid. He appears to believe that you harbour a devil, Mary, that must be cast out. He bade me tell you to dress yourself very warmly.